Blog Talk Radio.
Growing up in Durham, North Carolina, there's a little song me and my daddy used to sing in the pickup truck. How many know that Jesus really is the King? Stand on your feet with me. I need some help. John, come here. We gonna sing a little song that goes like this. Listen. When
Jesus,
when trouble,
because he truly is worthy to be praised. He is my King, my Lord, my holy God. Amen. thank you, Jesus, the one that has did everything but fail. And, you know, I thank God, amen, for what he's doing and what he's about to do, amen, in the earth realm. This is a special, amen, service today, amen, ordered by the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, and I praise him. I had tried to do it on two other occasions, and the enemy got mad. But, amen, doing his, amen, his angry, being angry at me, amen, God just lifted me up higher to tear him up. Amen, and I thank Jesus, amen, I thank God, I thank Jesus' blood, amen, for literally that covering me, amen, and keeping me. Thank you, Jesus. You know the God that we serve can do everything but fail, amen. Jesus is our conquering king. Jesus is everything that we need. Oh, my soul, delight in him today, knowing that he is the author and finisher of my faith. And I have a special, special shout out, amen, for God, who is my Lord and Savior. You know, I had told you, amen, being in the ministry, amen, and called forth by God, amen, I am predestined to do the will of the Lord, amen, despite of what my flesh might feel, despite of what people might feel about me or think about me or say about me, amen, I really don't care. All I want to do is be obedient, because in my obedience, amen, souls will be saved, amen, and the blood won't be on my hands. So I want to speak to you today concerning the land of Goshen, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, the land of Goshen for the saints, amen, during this failing, amen, economy. It's literally falling, amen, and famine in the land, amen, and the great tribulation. On October the 24th, amen, this year, I give God the glory. God woke me up early, amen, one morning, amen, that morning, not one morning, praise God. And he told me, he said, we have entered into the great tribulation. I said, okay, God. I said, what do you want me to do? He said, you know, go and publish it. Let my people know what's going on, amen. And then he began to speak to me and tell me about a prophet, amen. And a prophet, amen, must not die out in the land. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus had made that statement concerning, amen, the prophets in Jerusalem, because there was so much going on, amen, and the people were literally killing out the true prophets. And a prophet must be heard. And the reason why prophets are brought forth is to, amen, to rebuke, to reprove, amen, to set things in order. But at the same time, most prophets will give you instructions. We're so busy looking for the prophets that want to, amen, call a money line. Listen to me, saints. Take your little $2,000 and $3,000, your little $100, amen, and then you don't see results, amen. But a true prophet is not interested in what, amen, you're going to get as far as a car is concerned, or a house is concerned, because the Bible says, seek ye first, amen, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things are going to be added unto you. Amen. So you don't have to worry about those things. Amen. And prophecy is good in that area. I'm not trying to kill out everything and everybody. But at the same time, there are so many false prophets that all they want to do is hit your pocket. Once they hit your pocketbook, amen, they gone. You can't ask them, well, I can't understand what you mean when you prophesying and telling me this. They don't have time to explain it to you because they don't know what they're saying themselves. A lot of them are prophesying out of flesh. But when you lay before the Lord and you have made yourself an indentured servant unto the Lord, amen, then he began to speak concerning, amen, what his will is, what's getting ready to take place in the earth realm, what's getting ready to happen to God's people, amen, as well as Satan's servants, amen, and what we need to understand in order to keep our livelihood intact. Amen. And I give God the glory. So we need to adhere to what the prophet is saying. And I'm a true prophetess. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing to you. And I'm not going to buddy up with you, because when I tell you something, it's strictly from the Lord. Amen. I don't have to get no money from you. I don't have to
cause you to give up your house just to hear a word from the Lord, or cause you to give up a Mercedes Benz in order to please or appease my desires, amen, because I'm not lusting after the things that are of the world. I have my focus on Jesus Christ. And when God told me, he said, we have entered into the great tribulations, I say, okay, God, I say, I'll go forth and I'll tell the people what you said, amen. So without any further ado, before we get into the word, amen, thank you, Jesus. You know, I always come to you with thought, amen, thank you, Jesus, and a meditation, thank you, Jesus. And we need to, amen, literally hear what the Spirit is saying, amen, to the church, amen. And we need to think upon these meditating words, amen, in order, amen, for us to literally just let them resonate in our spirit, because we get in a real bad state with these churches and what they're doing, amen, in the earth realm. They have not taught God's people on how to get the spirit man developed, and when hard times come, amen, a lot of them are going to accept the mark of the beast, amen, because they're not going to understand that the spirit man is the one that God had created, amen, and placed in Adam. He breathed his breath into Adam, and Adam became a living soul, amen, but at the same time, he was a living being as well. And the spirit man, when it sinned against God, when Adam sinned against God, his spirit man literally fell, and he took the lower nature, amen, and that was the flesh. That's what Satan is after. He's after the flesh as well as the spirit. So the spirit was no longer in control. And when the spirit is not in control, then you know who is your God. Satan literally becomes your God and begin to have the flesh doing everything, going out there murdering everybody he can kill, going out there raping everybody he can kill, going out there having all kind of homosexual tendencies, lesbian as well as a man. Those things are abominable to the Lord. They are an abomination unto the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we need to understand that this spirit man, if it don't grow up, if it don't grow up, if it don't become into maturity, when hard times come, you're going to faint. Amen. Your spirit man is not going to be able to control the issues that are around you, because this is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual warfare that we're in, and we literally have to adhere to the spirit man. So the Bible said in, amen, the book of Psalms 103, amen, and this is our meditation thought for today. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious and slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's our thought. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God glory. We need to meditate upon his word. My God, my God. I want you to listen to this. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
my God, amen. Praise God. Unconditional love. Father, we just thank you right now, and we give you glory. Amen. All the honor and all the praise, because you are truly worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for what you're doing and what you're about to do in the earth realm, hallelujah, for your people, God. We bless your holy name, amen, and we give thanks unto you, Lord, and we call upon your name, making known your deeds, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in the earth realm to your people, Jesus. I'm asking you to move by your spirit, Jesus. I praise and bless your holy name. For Lord God, you are my God. Thank you, Jesus. And you can do everything but fail. I bless you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I yield myself to you, Lord God. Who, Lord God, hold mercy in your hand. Lord God, I'm asking you to move by your spirit today, God, and touch lives all over the land. Somebody need deliverance today, God. They don't know that God, you are the Lord, amen, hallelujah, that can bring them out of this dilemma that they're in. They still depending on the system, Lord God. But Lord God, they need to know that, Lord, you execute righteousness and judgment, Lord God, in the earth realm, Jesus. Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, if they would only turn to you, Lord God, who has mercy in your hand, Lord God, who is gracious and slow to anger, Lord God, my God, my God, then they would see a change in their lives, God, Lord God, as we go forth from day to day, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to hear a word from you, Jesus. Somebody need to understand that you are a faithful God, and that nobody, no weapon formed or shine on Messiah, that are formed against them or shall prosper, Lord God, to those that believe, Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you to dispel evil today from their lives. Let them know that, Lord God, no plague can come nigh their dwelling. Lord God, for you have literally gave the angels in charge of our lives. Lord God, they are not like, Lord God, you. But God, this one thing, Lord God, it can be that they will do, God. Everything that you told the angels to do, they will obey you to the letter. Lord God, so we don't need to sin and do everything that we're big enough to do. My God, in the name of Jesus, we need to seek your face, Lord God, and turn from our evil ways. Lord God, have mercy, Lord God, let us return back to you, Lord God. Who is the author and finisher of our faith. Lord God, some of us have passed from one area, one dimension, into the next dimension. But God, we need to stand upon your kingdom principles today, God, knowing that God, Lord God, we need to take our focus off of everything around us, and Lord God, walk in the principles, amen, that you have built up and established for our lives. For Jesus truly paid the price for it, my God. He paid it with his saving blood. He paid it with his saving blood, my Father. And la mama shana la bosaya, Lord God, it can't be your. And people need to understand that, Lord God, you are God, our Elohim, our Jehovah Jireh, and our Adonai Elohim, the great and mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all power is in your hand. We glorify you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let us understand that salvation is near to them that fear you, God. And Lord God, your mercy and truth, amen, are met together in righteousness and peace, Lord God, and they have kissed each other, Lord God, and my son, Lord of Messiah. So I'm asking you, oh, Lord
God today, God, to touch the lives, Lord God. Bring that boy off of drugs, God. Stop that woman from prostituting. Purge him with his soap and make him white as snow, God. Lord God, they can be your shine out of Osiah. Let him hear the instructions of you, Father God, today, and not the instructions of the wicked one. We bind him up in the name of Jesus. I command him to take his flight. I bind up those principalities and those powers, those spiritual wickedness in high places, all kind of sorcery and divination, every witch and warlock that think they can stand. I command you in the name of Jesus that you will bow to the Lord God as well as God's saints in the name of Jesus. It's time to turn around, saints, from your evil way. And go to God who is the author and finish up your faith. Thou, Lord God, will enlarge our steps. Lord God, that our feet will not slip upon us. If we turn to you, Jesus. Lord God, that man is trying to get a divorce because he done committed adultery, God, and think he got something better than what's at home. My God, my God, my God, he carry your shine on us. Lord God, let him understand, that marriage is honorable, Lord God, and the bed is undefiled, Jesus, and whoremongers you will judge. Lord God, let him come out, Lord God, let him come to the knowledge of you, God, that sin can't reign in heaven. Lord God, you showed it when you kicked Lucifer out of heaven, away from around you, my Father. So I'm at you, my Lord God, as I yield before you, Lord God. You're such a great God and awesome in all your power. I worship you today, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. Let those that are afflicted come out of sin. Let those that are afflicted, Lord God, come out, Lord God. Send the balm of Gilead today, Lord God, that it heal a sin sick soul. Lord God, enlarge, my God, our territories so that we can run and not be weary. Let us run like a troop, God. Let us run in the army of the Lord, Lord God, so that we can stand for you, Jesus. Teach us, Lord God, amen, hallelujah, to use our hands for warfare. Lord God, let us have bows in our hand, that we might fight against the wiles of the devil. Lord God, that we may tear down his fiery darts. In the name of Jesus, to get him on, no more sun, no more sun, no more sun, no more sun. And I bless you, Lord God, forever. In Jesus' name, no more shine, no more condo, video shine, no more sight. Give us joy unspeakable, Lord God, and full of glory. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I pray. Lord God, I thank you, in Jesus' name, I pray you, Lord God. What an excellent God, he can be on, Lord God, in Jesus' name, look up a quote of Lord God, anoint my mouth and more, God, that I might speak a word in season. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For this battle that we're in is not given to the strong. Amen. It's not given to the swift, not to the strong. Neither our bread to the wise. But, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have to understand that, amen. We're not running a race for competition, but we're running a race, amen, that we might receive a prize. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I told you I had a special service for you, and I give God the glory. And I told you what God has said about the great tribulations. Amen. And how we have, amen, entered into this. Amen. Well, I want to make you understand, amen, I had given you a word, saints, that we are nearing the end and Christ is soon to come. Amen. And we are not aware of the spiritual events that are taking place in the heavens because we are not spiritually discerned. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We can't discern anything. All we can discern is what's going on around us. Amen. In the natural realm. Amen. This is why Jesus said a prophet cannot die out in Jerusalem. The true prophets are supposed to be geared into what God is speaking to the church and to the world, but we are not. We are not doing it. Amen. We're so busy prophesying. Amen. We won't sound the alarm because we have missed the mark, and our focus is on prophesying cars and homes, amen, and money and who you gonna marry and when you gonna marry. And all of that has not come to fruition for some people. Amen, because the prophets had missed out on what God, amen, had supposed to have been given, amen, them to speak to the body. Amen, if you look at Isaiah, amen, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, Amos and all of those, they begin to prophesy and tell Jerusalem of their woes, what will happen to them if they don't return back to their first love, what would happen to them if they don't get their lives together. Amen. And what effects it will have, amen, on them concerning their livelihoods because of sin. So they rebuked them. They also gave them hope. Amen. And so what I am doing today is giving you instructions from the Lord and hope, amen, for the Christians that believe that Jesus is Lord and that he's coming back, amen, for a church without a spot or blemish. There is a Goshen, amen, a land of Goshen for us, amen, and it's not over in Egypt land. See, because your land of Goshen can be right here, amen, in America or wherever you reside all over the world, but you must tap into the Spirit of God to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church in order to receive your Goshen. Amen. So I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What is taking place is happening in the spiritual realm, and the effects of it can be felt. Amen. In the earth realm, John said, in Revelations 1 and 10, that he was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard, amen, behind him a great voice, namosha, and of a trumpet, amen, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, amen, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it to the seven churches, amen. It's time for the churches to get in order. Each one of those seven churches had, amen, an issue that God spoke about. Amen. So God is letting us know that we as the body of Christ need to follow the instructions of God in order, amen, to receive our Goshen, amen, and survive during this famine time. The government is failing. It has fallen, amen, and it's not going to get back up. Amen. There wasn't only to the seven churches, but also to us, amen, today, amen, that God is literally revealing, amen, the events that will occur, amen, in the earth realm. Amen. Nothing John wrote concerning Revelation was seen in the natural realm, but it was seen and in the spirit realm and is now being manifested in the earth realm today. These things that he saw, the spirit, amen, was a spiritual manifestation of what would occur on earth by the words that God has spoken to him. He was speaking of John, amen, and John actually saw the event. God was speaking, literally speaking to John, amen, and John saw the event, amen, in the spirit realm, in the visions, amen, amen, and the words that God had performed. But when the appointed time came, amen, the prophecy that God had gave to John, amen, is literally coming to pass. We're in the last days, son of man and daughters of men, amen, that has the Father who is God. And God is coming back for his church. He's sending his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And not only that, these spiritual wonders would only be seen by the angels. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Being taken place in the heavens. And God and his sons, amen, and the beings, amen, and Satan, amen, who is involved with this spiritual, this supernatural thing that's getting ready to occur. Amen. Because of the order of the events, amen, we need to know that as one error leaves out, another error comes in. So the apocalypse has to be in order, amen, for the coming of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are in perilous times. We are in our famine season. Amen. We have entered into the great tribulation. Before the Antichrist can fully come, most of the apocalypse would have occurred at his appointed time. The book must be opened and each seal must be broken for that time and season. The seal must be broken on each chapter, amen, thank you, Jesus, of the book, amen, that God has appointed, amen, for Jesus to open in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, amen, and chapter 6. The seal was composed of a wax-like substance that carried the characteristics or composition of that, as if you would tamper with something, it could be easily seen. And this was God's way of protecting his will concerning the lives and showing that Jesus, amen, is the chosen one that would open the seals, amen, in order for us, amen, to see, amen, what was going to be manifested and what he has manifested in the earth realm as of today. Amen. So we need to understand that the third seal has been broken, and it speaks about, amen, famine, amen, in the land, and this is the entering into the great tribulation. And no Moshiach, no Messiah, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And before these things, amen, take place, amen, God has given me instructions to give to the body of Christ. My God, amen. And if we follow the instructions, amen, we will prosper, amen. Because these things, amen, have literally begun to be manifested and have been manifested in the spirit realm and are being manifested in the earth realm. So God said, because Satan has set up his schemes and plots, amen, in the earth realm to take and cause the world to become, amen, into a one world government. Amen. Now you have our president and all other nations, over 20 nations, amen, uniting together, amen, in order to form this G20, amen, that they have formed in order to regulate the world, amen, and its doings, amen, to be followed up under one world government. Well, in during this year, and amen, in the famine time, God said he had given, amen, the land of Goshen to the saints, amen. So we will literally be protected and we will be secured, because in the book of Revelation, and I was speaking about, amen, in the sixth chapter and the sixth verse, he said, hurt not the oil and the wine. And the oil, amen, represents those, amen, that are anointed, and the wine represents us, amen, as the body of Christ. So during famine time, during our suffering time, we will not be affected by, amen, what Satan, amen, has done, amen, in the earth realm, but we will literally be protected. And so I wanted to give you this information, amen, praise God, so that you will know, amen, to follow the instructions of the Lord, because what God said will not return back void, amen, and these instructions, amen, will help you during your, amen, famine time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I have recently spoke to you about Satan and his strategies that he has been using, amen, and has used in the past, amen,
concerning, amen, the commerce, amen. I told you how the economy was going to be affected. I even gave a word to various great ministers, amen, that would come on TBN and other places, amen, about, amen, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth, and what would occur, amen, during these times. And God told you what God, amen, was literally saying was he was telling us about the economy, amen, and the global recession and why Jesus had to open the seven seals. We are now ending into the third seal, amen, and I told you about that with the black horse, amen, and the oil and the wine, and amen, and what is about to take place in Revelation 6, chapter verses 5 and 6. I spoke to you about the famine and what causes famine and who had started evil, amen, from the very beginning of creation. It was Satan. Satan is not your friend. He'll do everything, amen, to destroy you, your livelihood, your children, and, amen, your relationship with God. He is trying to form a one-world government to say his kingdom. Amen. He is literally trying to set up his kingdom on earth, amen, in the dark kingdom, that resides in the heaven. He has already, amen, residence in the second heaven, amen, that is a dark kingdom. And I told you on yesterday how I was in that cloud, amen, where Satan had literally captured a lot of God's people, amen, and held them hostage so that they couldn't get up to the third heaven to have a relationship with God. He was trying to stop the will of God in their lives. There was thousands of people that was being released, pastors and teachers and evangelists, amen, people that sit in the congregation and that goes to church from day to day, amen, that have been literally in bondage by Satan and his deception. Amen. And we as the body of Christ need to understand that he's a thief. He come not to, but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen. One of the things that he's going to do, amen, with the economy, amen, is literally, amen, cause the people over a period of suffering, amen, at that point in time to accept the mark of the beast when the Antichrist come on the scene. But God said that is a land, amen, for us, amen, and it's Goshen. And I'm going to tell you about this in just a few minutes. Amen. And I spoke to you about the mystery of Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. Amen. And about, amen, Lebanon and why Lebanon was chosen, amen, in that area, amen, at that time. And the reasons why is Lebanon is situated at the Mediterranean Sea. It's good for accessibility. And what Satan is going to try to do, he's going to try to divide, amen, the world up, amen, as far as the world is concerned, into three provinces. And it's going to be all situated, literally, amen, the provenance is going to be situated around the Mediterranean Sea. At Lebanon, amen, that is where all the commercial distribution, amen, the governmental body will be exercised in that, amen, area, amen. As far as buying and selling and trades, imports and exports, amen, all the information, that's going to be the, what you call the headquarters, that's going to be the seat, amen, where this man will work for Satan, amen, in order to instrument and orchestrate, amen, the will, amen, concerning the economy. And if you don't have the mark of the beast, you won't be able to sell or trade, amen, or buy, amen, on a local or international scale. That's why God say, and he's telling the people, whatever you do, don't sell your land. That's your Goshen. Don't give up your land. And if you have any monies of anything, amen, that you can purchase land, you need to purchase it, amen, and keep it from getting into the enemy's hand. And then over in Jerusalem is where the Antichrist is going to set up his, literally, his government. Amen. He's gonna live in the temple that the Israelites are going to build for Jesus coming. Amen. But he will be defeated, so we don't have to worry about that. Amen. All that he tried to establish, all his government, all Satan's government, will not stand. Amen. Then, amen, because, amen, the Antichrist want to spread religion, amen, he's going to go over into Rome, Italy, amen. And that religion, amen, the Muslim religion is going to be literally ran from Rome, Italy, amen. Everybody that is subject to anything that's going to be handed down is going to have to worship the Muslims' belief. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, saints, there ain't but one God. And amen. And one faith, one hope. Amen. And one baptism. I say it like that. And God is the only one that can save you and keep you. Amen. During this hard time, doing these things that getting ready to occur up on the earth. Amen. Now, I'm not, don't tell nobody that I'm telling you that the end time is right here. As far as Jesus is soon to come. Amen. And I can give you the day and the hour. Amen. I don't know when it's going to occur, but God say always be ready. Amen. Because you know, you don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming back, when God's Son is coming back. So you got to stay ready. And so what God has given me is literally instructions, amen, on the coming, amen, of Jesus Christ, amen, and what is getting ready to take place. So we know that in Jerusalem, the Antichrist will reign from Jerusalem. That is the headquarters for us, all governmental control, amen. Then over in Lebanon, Lebanon is where commerce will be, amen, controlled. That will be the headquarters for commerce, amen, and the commerce department, amen. And then over in Rome, Italy, is where the false prophet, amen, and all the Muslim religions will literally, my God, thank you, Jesus, be ruled from. People will travel from all over the world to go into Rome just to worship Muslims. Amen, and their beliefs. Amen. And what we're going to have to do is, thank you, Jesus, is literally adhere to what God is saying, because he's warning the Bible, the body of Christ, that, amen, the enemy is literally, amen, he's getting ready to come on the scene. Let us look at the famine today and in reference to the global economy. A worldwide famine is caused by a large amount of scarcity, amen, and cannot produce, amen, the right amount of food. Let me speak that again. It's caused by a large amount of scarcity where a nation cannot produce the right amount of food. Modernization and technology is behind the earth's resources, amen, that helps people, amen, in producing crops and stuff like that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And without modernization and technology, amen, we won't be able to do the things that's needed, amen, as far as in the industrialization, amen, as far as reproducing crops, amen, because of the famine that will be on the land. Sin, amen, is one of the greatest causes of famine, amen. And Genesis, thank you, Jesus, amen, 12 and 10, it speaks about the famine, amen, and how the land wouldn't produce, amen. And then we have, amen, Leviticus 2, 25 and verse 5, and then Leviticus 26 and verse 35, speaking, it literally speaks about the famine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to recap, amen, on some of the things that I've spoken to you, amen, about what's getting ready to occur in the earth realm. The Antichrist will come in with a new world order and cause all nations to follow him and take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell or trade, amen, on a national or international scale. Amen. One of the things, amen, that the Antichrist has done, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, he has set up a system that, amen, is just like the system that Joseph, amen, did when he was in Egypt, amen, and Pharaoh made him a prime minister. That was 7 years of plenty, and then 7 years after that a famine. And so God told me to tell you, amen, that this that the Antichrist is doing is he's going to set up that system, amen, and people are going to literally, amen, flock to him, and they're going to literally despise the government, amen, because they're going to say the government and its system is not working. So they're going to turn to the Muslim religious belief, amen, and the system that this Muslim, amen, this Antichrist, amen, has set up. Thank you, Jesus. And when I was telling you about the provenance, amen, concerning the world, these three areas are close to the Mediterranean Sea, amen. And this is where the false prophet, amen, is going to do his work in Rome, amen. The Antichrist is going to reside in his work in the temple in Jerusalem, amen, and Lebanon, and the economy, amen, and the commerce department is going to be right there in Lebanon. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory, amen. So the Bible let us know in the book of Matthew, thank you, Jesus, and speaking in reference to the great tribulation, thank you, Jesus. We'll look at Matthew chapter 24, amen. And the Bible said, thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, amen, all the honor and all the praise. And we'll start at the third verse. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him, probably saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, hallelujah, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass by literally what Jesus is saying. He said, but the end is not yet. Thank you, Jesus. For nations shall rise against nations and kingdom a death kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. My God, my God, my God. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Amen. And then shall many be offered and shall be betrayed one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. My God, thank you, Jesus. And that's going on in the earth today, amen. We don't have love for our sisters and brothers. We don't have love for God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we out there seeing and doing everything that we big enough to do. But God, amen, wants the saints to know that we must live a pure and clean life. We must live a holy life. We must live sanctified life and not do everything. A woman don't need to be out there, amen, having sex without marriage. A man don't need to be out there doing everything that he's big enough. Homosexuality is an abomination. And I don't care who hear it. Amen. It's a sin. Amen. And God speaks about it in Romans. Amen. Praise God. When you lie and when you cheat and when you do all of these things, you're sinning against yourself and you're sinning against God. And once the sin has entered in, amen, Satan want to literally take complete reign over your life. Amen. And it's hard to get him out once you get, amen, thank you, Jesus, that thing inside of your life. So stop committing sin, amen, and turn to God because, amen, we don't even love one another. The love is wax cold. We see our sisters and brothers out there, they're homeless. Amen. Amen. And I say that again, they're homeless. Amen. And there are many houses that have been up for foreclosure. There are many houses that have been abandoned. Amen. There are many houses, amen, that people, amen, could literally rent out or give out for free, amen, so that the people can have a shelter and a roof over their head. God is tired of all this evil that America has done. It's evil that the world has done. So he's sending his son, Jesus Christ, back. And he's going to destroy the works of the Antichrist, and I will be glad. He's going to destroy the works of Satan, and I will be glad because Satan has already been defeated. He is a defeated foe. Amen. But he that shall enter, wait a minute, let me look at this here in the 13th verse. But he said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Amen. The Gentile era, E-R-A, is up. Amen. The Gentile era is up. Now we are getting ready to enter in, whereas the Jewish nation will begin to reign. Amen. And they will begin to stand up for, amen, our God. Amen. Because, amen, they have found out the truth. Amen. And they will begin to live, amen, as God has appointed them. Amen. We need to love Jerusalem. We need to love the Jewish nations. And America literally has turned their backs on the Jews, wanting them to sign peace treaties and all that kind of stuff. That's the worst thing that we can prompt them to do, is to sign a peace treaty, because, amen, that literally caused them to be subject to the Antichrist and what he's getting ready to do. Amen. The prime minister of Israel is going to do that and end up falling, because he's going to listen to the counsel, amen, of ungodly men. So we as the body of Christ, amen, need to understand that, amen, as the Antichrist is setting up to do his wickedness and been getting ready to come on the scene, amen, I don't know the day nor the hour. I don't know who he is. I don't know if he's been born yet. But we need to set up, amen, if it's not at all for ourselves, for our children, amen, and their future. Amen. It's going to get worse in America. America is getting ready to experience, amen, wars, amen, that people are going to come in America and cause not only spiritual warfare like it's already been doing, but natural wars, amen. People are going to be killed, amen, for the sake of these other nations, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible say, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel and the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso read it, let him understand. The abomination that maketh desolation is the Antichrist. And he's going to be standing in the temple of that was supposed to be a man made for Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then let them which be in Jerusalem, in Judea, excuse me, because I can't have see, in Judea and flee into the mountains, and let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Amen. And woe unto them that are without child. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That are with child. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Amen. Neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world and to this time. Amen. Y'all have to excuse me because my eyes are really bad. Amen. But I praise God anyway. I press on through his will. Amen. And his power. Amen. Nor ever shall it be. Amen. This is what he told me on the 24th. Amen. We have entered into great tribulations. Amen. This is the season for it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to have, amen, a land of Goshen. Amen. And he said, except those days should be shortened, that should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Amen. There's an elect, there's a remnant of people that are, amen, going to assist Jesus in the battle of Armageddon. Daniel chapter 9 speaks, amen, and let us know everybody's not going to be raptured like people, like these people are going around saying. If they were all raptured, how would, amen, Jesus get any assistance? He would be literally virtually by himself in the earth realm trying to fight, amen, at the battle of Armageddon. Then in the spirit realm, those that are raptured up, amen, and caught up to be with him in the air, those are the ones that will assist him with spiritual battle, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The battle, amen, and the spirit realm and the natural realm will take place at the same time. Amen. So we are literally, amen, assisting Jesus. Amen. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets. Amen. And like I tell you, there are a lot of false prophets around him. And shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall be deceived. They shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not, for as the lightning coming out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For whatsoever the carcass is, there will the eagle be gathered together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of the heaven shall be shaken. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so we need to understand that during the tribulation period, amen, and that's already here. Amen. We need to, amen, literally take heed to what the Spirit is saying and need to follow instructions. Now, the Bible, amen, let us know, thank you, Jesus, in the land of Goshen, amen, thank you, Jesus, the land of the saints, amen, during the falling and the failing situation concerning the economy and famine, amen, in the land during great tribulations, Matthew 24th, and I just read that to you. And Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob, and his brother's name was Benjamin, amen, and his mother's name was Rachel, amen. And Joseph was envied by all his brothers because of the coat of many colors that his father had given him, and because he was a dreamer. Amen. The coat of many colors represented all the nations. God has no respect to person. He got saved people in all nations, all races and creeds and colors, all different Christian denominations, be it Catholic, Protestant, Episcopalians, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ, non-denominational, all of these various entities, amen, that say they believe in Christ, there are going to be people that's going to be literally saved out of this here, amen. So they have a land of Goshen, amen, amen, that's appointed to God, amen, for them, amen, during the times, amen, that we're getting ready to face. God had visited him in dreams, amen, thank you, Jesus, in order to instruct him of things that would occur in the future and the fate of the Hebrew nation. When a prophet come before you and tell you something, amen, he's literally or she is literally coming to give you instructions on what's getting ready to take place, amen, in concerning your life and your livelihood, as well as to instruct you on how to live holy, how to straighten up your act, how to get things, amen, straightened up. Because he told Jeremiah, amen, and I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that he spoke to Jeremiah, and he told him, praise God, thank you, Jesus, that he was, amen, thank you, Jesus. He was to build up, amen, thank you, Jesus. And he was to tear down, amen, and then to plant, and then to, I'm just paraphrasing it, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, and tell the people what's going to happen and occur in their lives. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And so he told him, he said, whatever he tell him to speak, he said, speak it and forbear not. Amen. Although the enemy might fight you, amen, most prophets, amen, they do. Amen. They'll bring in all kind of doubt. They'll bring in all kind of thoughts, amen, into your mind. Amen. But you're literally supposed to be used by God to tell the people what God is saying to the body so that they won't perish, amen, during, amen, the times, amen, of destruction, amen, that will come upon the earth, as well as literally what I'm saying is the famine time. Jeremiah, amen, spoke about famines. Ezekiel spoke about famine. Isaiah spoke about famines, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And these things, amen, are actually, amen, and have actually occurred. Whenever there is an overabundance of sin, hear me, saints, there's always a famine in the land. Whenever there is an overabundance of sin in the earth realm, there is always a famine in the land. Amen. And so, amen, famines were in the past, amen, and now we in one today. And God, amen, had to literally, amen, instruct Joseph, amen, on what was going to occur and how he would be able to save not only the Hebrew nations, but, amen, those that were around him. Because of his brothers being so jealous and envious of him, amen, they sold him into slavery, amen. And one of the things that they didn't understand, that they was doing God a favor, because they were setting Joseph up to go to the place, amen, where he needed, amen, to be, amen, so that when famine time come, God would put him in high position. We as the body of Christ, we kill out each other, amen, and we have our enemies doing everything to us, using witchcraft on us, doing everything that they're big enough to do. But they don't understand that they setting us up, amen, in order, amen, to help, amen, the next generation, or to help our families, amen, during hard times, or to speak blessings over our families, or cause our families to get delivered, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen, so that they can know that, amen, God is God, and beside him there is no other. Amen, thank you, Jesus, amen. So they sold him to the Ishmaelites, amen, and the Ishmaelites end up selling him to Potiphar, amen. And Potiphar's wife literally lied on him, amen, saying that he had tried to have sex with her, amen, and literally set him up. Again, that was the enemy causing Joseph to be set up, amen, so that he can get into his rightful place. The enemy don't do anything but work, amen, against you for your good, amen, so that God can set you up in your rightful position so that you can do the will of God. A lot of us are waiting on our ministries, amen, and going through, amen, hell and back, not understanding. As you going through, God is being able to process you, develop your character, and make you, amen, so that you can walk into your kingly priesthood, so that you can walk into the position of authority. You don't get no authority, amen, by being a wimp. You get authority by doing what the Lord say in the hard times, or when the enemy try to fight you, amen, when the enemy try to destroy you, when the enemy is afflicting you, amen, and causing all kind of suffering and persecution, amen, upon your life. Amen, if you literally obey God, amen, God will show up, and you will reap if you faint not. So, amen, thank you, Jesus. What God wanted to do was use Joseph to save a nation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your people there is a land of Goshen for you. Amen. And you are there, amen, appointed to save a nation of people, amen, that would have perished, amen, if it wasn't for God in your life during famine time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When God had made Joseph a great, amen, person, amen, he set him into a position in order to possess. In your greatness, after you done went through what God has told you to go through and allowed you to suffer, amen, what he does is literally accept you in a position so that you can possess. You're no longer the borrower, but you're the lender. You're no longer, amen, the one that accepts and takes the orders, but you're the one that gives the orders. You're no longer the one that, amen, works for a corporation, but you're the one that heads up the corporation. Amen. You're no longer, amen, thank you, Jesus, without, amen, because God will literally, amen, cause you to prosper, amen, and to possess, amen, in order for you to have your Goshen, amen, in order to you, for you to survive during, amen, these hard times. Not only, amen, will you receive prestige, but you will receive wealth and authority, amen, and land. God want to set, amen, somebody up now because of what's getting ready to happen, amen, in the future, amen, and praise God. And they so busy, amen, trying to find a man that's going to give them a three-minute thrill, amen, and then trying to find a woman that might have a venereal disease or go out there, amen, and commit murder or go out there and do something that's not right with God. And God say, you're delaying yourself. You're missing out on your blessing. Stop listening to, my God, stop listening to Satan and what he has, because he cannot give you anything, amen, but destruction. So, amen, when there is a famine in the land, any issue that would cause hardship for God's people, he always make a way, amen, for them in order to maintain, amen, their livelihood. He want not only to protect you, but he want to protect your children all the way down to the third and fourth generation. Some of us are born of a, amen, of a call on God and of a walk with God because of the suffering, amen, until we, amen, have destroyed the third and fourth generation. Oh, my God. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor that God has given you, amen, a Goshen during the time of famine and, amen, in this great tribulation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This land of Goshen was founded in Egypt, amen, where Pharaoh was king. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. A lot of times we go through, amen, thank you, Jesus, in the midst of our enemies, and God set up a blessing right in the midst of your enemy. God is going to help us in the midst of our, amen, famine, in the midst of, amen, what's happening in the earth realm today. But we must follow the instructions of the prophetess or the prophets, amen, that has heard a word from God, has stayed before the Lord and said that I'll obey. Amen. We, amen, are and have entered into this great tribulation spoken about in Matthew 24. And we need to, amen, thank you, Jesus, have divine intervention, amen, and instructions from the Lord. Amen. God's word must come to pass, and we have to, amen, ignore, amen, everything that's speaking any kind of negativity about us. So, amen, amen, as we enter into the land of Goshen, one of the things that we must do, since the Antichrist has set up the strategy, amen, to order to deceive the people into thinking that he's going to devise a system that is going to protect the people during their hard times, amen, and how he's going to do it is through what he has read, amen, and understood, because the Bible said that when Daniel spoke, he had written how this Antichrist, amen, would understand dark sayings. He's going to read the Bible and cause the people to believe that he's great, amen, through what he has informed them as far as what Joseph did concerning, amen, the land during the time of famine. Amen. And those that don't have Christ, don't have the Bible, because the Bible, amen, is literally going to be taken away in the future. And a lot of the Christians are going to have to go underground. What's going to happen is those people, amen, that don't have the word, not going to know if this man is speaking what from up. So they're going to think he's a genius. He's a deceiving Antichrist. And he's a liar. And so he's going to bring in this system, amen, just like Joseph did, have everything to be turned over into his hands. And during that time of oppression that the people are going through, amen, they're going to give him their land. They're going to, Moshana Mosiah, I will not accept the mark of the beast, amen. They're going to give him all of their possessions in order for him to control everything. And what's going to happen is those that have farmland and stuff like that, the farmers, amen, are going to be able to stay on that land, amen. But those that don't have any kind of substance coming in, he's going to cause them to be moved into various cities, amen, in order to control them, in order to keep them in under curfew, in order to keep them where they're not be able to function as a normal people should function. Amen. Everything is going to be done by the computer. Amen. If you pull up on the computer and you see the number 666 is going to be a number six system, and the Antichrist is going to pop up, amen, and you'll know his location, you'll know where he literally resides, amen, and his name, because it's going to be a number system. My God, thank you, Jesus, a number system. Listen, saints, it's going to be a number system. So as he tried to deceive us through this system that Joseph, amen, has literally worked out with Pharaoh in Egypt during famine time, God said, this is the wisdom of God. Follow his instructions. Now, what's getting ready to occur is that going to be 7 years of plenty. Amen. A great wealth. That's, amen. God, amen, has already started. It's already started. Amen. On October the 24th. And those that have land need to stop selling their land. One of the things that they need to do, you need to start, amen, getting hold to resources. Anything that's of value, you need to hold on to it, saints. This is the instructions from the Lord. Because for 7 years, amen, God is going to pour out nothing but blessings for the Christians, for the church, for the body of Christ. Amen. So everything that you can get hold to that's going to be mokonomoshana, amen, of any value, you need to get hold to it. And your greatest value is going to be land. You need to learn how to start saving seeds and purchasing seeds so that you can grow your own crop. Amen. And I'm saying this because I don't care if the seeds can be preserved from generation to generation. You need to stock up on some things because, amen, when wartime come and all of these issues come, amen, you will be ready. Now, I'm telling you again, don't lie and say that I'm a prophet that said that Jesus is coming back tomorrow. I don't know the day nor the hour. But if you pass this information on from your generation to the next generation, whenever this Antichrist set up his system, amen, the Christians will be covered. Amen. Because God said, don't hurt the oil and the wine. So during these 7 years, starting, amen, the 24th, saints need to start literally saving up stuff. They need to start getting everything that's valuable. Like he told the Israelites, amen, with the Hebrews, he said, when you leave out of Egypt, one of the things that I want you to do is to spoil the Egyptians. Take everything they got. Take everything from the system that you can get from this worldly system that's of value and keep it for your generation. Keep your lands. Don't sell your lands no more. Those that need to purchase land, they need to purchase it immediately, amen, and begin to accumulate because you're going to have 7 years of plenty. Right after these 7 years of plenty, amen, are over, then the famine is going to really hit America. Saints, listen to me. Amen. I suffer as I'm speaking this word now. They're going to suffer Americans. Amen. They're going to suffer the land of the free. It's going to suffer Jerusalem. It's going to suffer over in all of the world. And if we're not ready, amen, it's going to cause hardship. Whereas if we were to follow the instructions of the Lord, amen, we would be blessed. Amen. So the Bible said, amen, thank you, Jesus. Goshen was located on the northeast section of the Nile Delta region. Because Joseph was made the prime minister over Egypt, he knew where the best land was, and that was the land of Goshen. God is getting ready to give you the best of everything, saints, during, amen, this great tribulation, during this time, amen, before the great famine come up on us, amen, he's going to set you on fertile ground so that you won't have to accept the mark of the beast. So that you won't have to die and go to hell behind Satan and his wickedness. So let God instruct you, amen, on what to do and how to do it. Amen. The destruction is literally going to come because God's word cannot return back void. God done already preached, amen, from beginning to ending. He's already preached, amen, the word, amen, and he's already given us instructions, amen, and he's still giving the prophets, the true prophets and prophetess, instructions on what to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must literally consider what God is saying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. During this recession, we, amen, thank you, Jesus, are nearing the end. No man know the day nor the hour. God is getting ready to give the saints some of the fertile ground. Amen. Houses. Amen. You're going to walk into places and, amen, sign contracts. Amen. And not know, amen, how you were able to accumulate this house and this land. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's coming from the Lord. You're going to come into places and they're going to say, well, you know, you don't even have clothing costs. Amen. All you have to do is just put on, amen, $10,000 or $15,000 or less than that. Amen. And you can acquire the land. God is getting ready to bless saints. This, amen, 7 years, amen, is going to be, amen, a place of worth, amen, and a wealth, amen, and he's getting ready to bless. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you what's getting ready to happen. After our 7 years of plenty, salvation is going to increase on the land. If you don't have the mark of the beast, amen, if you're not up under Satan's, amen, Antichrist and their governmental system, amen, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. Amen. You're going to be herded off into, amen, cities, amen, where you're going to have to live, amen, in congestion, amen, where you're going to have curfews, amen, whereas you're not going to be able to do the things and have the freedom that you, amen, thank you, Jesus, would normally have. The Bible said, thank you, Jesus, I give God the glory, amen, thank you, Jesus. If you read in Genesis chapter 41, thank you, Jesus. And I thought all over Oshaya and start at verse 20. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 8. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Thank you, Jesus. He said, behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall be literally consume the land. And then the Bible say in the 50, thank you, Jesus, verse, it says, thank you, Jesus. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried unto Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he said to you do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came unto Egypt to Joseph for buying corn, because that the famine was sore in all the land. Amen. Because the famine, amen, is sore in America, amen, it's going to be sore over all the world. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Africa, Egypt, India, Russia, everybody is going to feel this crunch. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, Joseph worked up a system, amen, so that everything would fall into Pharaoh's hand. Everything is going to fall into the Antichrist's hand. Amen. Listen to what I'm saying. And if you haven't made yourself ready, you're going to be in want. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because those, amen, that don't accept the mark of the beast, amen, don't have, amen, their land of Goshen, amen, is going to literally faint. Amen. I give God the glory. So we thank you, Jesus, amen, for your word. And then the Bible said Jacob sent his son to Egypt, amen, for food. And that's 42:33. We read the Bible in chapter 42 and verse 33. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the man, the Lord of the country, said unto him, hereby shall I know that ye are true men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for the famine of your household, and be gone. Amen. When the famine had gotten so bad, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jacob, amen. Israel sent his sons into Egypt, amen, to receive, amen, corn. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the things that happened was Joseph literally tested his brothers. Amen. And he really wanted to see what was in their hearts. Amen. And he began to test them. Then he said, amen, because of the famine, amen, God had literally told him, this nation, amen, will be blessed. Saints, Christians, we are entering into a period of being blessed.
grab hold to everything you can grab hold, because God is, amen, setting us in for a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. So they, amen, eventually went into Egypt, amen, and Joseph put them in the blessed land, amen, the best land, and that was the land of Goshen. Amen. Look at, amen, your neighbor and tell your neighbor, amen, the land of Goshen is for me. Thank you, Jesus, for God has, amen, provided this for me during my time of famine. Amen. During the time of famine, not your time. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Bible says in the 44th verse, thank you, Jesus, verses 7, 8, amen, and 12, it says, and they said unto him, wherefore said my Lord these words, God forbid that thy servant should do according to this thing. And behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouth, we brought again unto thee out of the land of Canaan. Amen. Joseph was testing them. Remember I told you that? And he was testing them for a reason. Thank you, Jesus. And then if we look at the verse 12, he searched and began at the eldest and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's, amen, sack. Joseph had placed a cup in Benjamin's sack, amen, and all of this was in order for him to get, amen, his family, amen, in order so that they could come into the promised land of Goshen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in the 46th chapter, the Bible said, and Israel took his journey with all that he had had and came to Beersheba and offered a sacrifice unto the God of his father, Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the vision of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down unto Egypt, for I will there make thee a great nation, and I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph, amen, shall put his hand upon thine eyes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, God literally told Jacob, amen, during this time of famine, I said and I kept my word toward Father Abraham. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what I have literally did, amen, is to cause, amen, the Hebrew nation not to perish during these hard times. God is getting ready to bless you, saints. Amen. For 7 years, you're going to receive nothing but plenty. You're going to be able to own things that you never thought you could own and accumulate. Do these, follow the instructions that I've given you, amen, and so shall you prosper. And Jacob, amen, rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob his father and their little ones, amen, and their wives in the wagon which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. Your enemy is going to have to pour out blessings to you. Pharaoh sent wagons, amen, to bring Jacob, amen, into the land of Goshen, amen, thank you, Jesus, during famine time so that he could be kept, amen, and did not know that was going to bring prosperity to the nation of Israel. I give God the glory. I love God so much. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came unto Egypt, Jacob and all his seeds with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters and all his seeds brought he with him unto Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came unto Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob firstborn, the son of Reuben, and Hanok and Palu and Hezron and Carmen. Amen. And I'm just going to call Jacob's sons instead of his grandchildren. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun. Thank you, Jesus. Gad, Asher. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Joseph and Benjamin. Amen. All of the 12 tribes. Amen. All of the 12 sons. Amen. They were together. Amen. Dan. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Naphtali, all of them, amen, entered into Egypt, into the land of Goshen, where they could be preserved. So this system that God, amen, and the instructions that, amen, God, amen, is given to the saints, amen, when times get hard and when the money fails, you will have the land to produce your crops, amen. Amen. When the Antichrist, amen, takes away the money from whatever generation, I'm not going to say it's our generation, amen, they'll have land to grow their crops, amen, and their birthrights will be contained during that time. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When it gets so bad and everything else, amen, happen as far as the money system is concerned, amen, and the people have little farmlands and stuff like that, amen, if it's not geared up by the Antichrist, these people are going to literally lose out, amen, because they're going to end up having to accept the mark of the beast. So the Bible said there will be, amen, for us, if we follow the instructions, 7 years of plenty, and then right after that, 7 years of famine, amen, and the Antichrist will come on the scene after that, because he's going to have to prove, number one, that he is of have birthrights as far as being a Jew, amen, and he's going to come from the Danite or the Dan tribe, amen, as well as from Ishmael, Abraham's first son, amen, that was birthed forth by Hagar. Saints, I'm telling you, if you follow the instructions, you're going to be blessed. Father, I give Lord God, I give you glory, all of the honor and the praise. Lord God, I thank you for what you have done, what you have spoken. Amen. I have yielded myself. Hallelujah. I don't care what the enemy say. Amen. Saints, I'm telling you, listen to the instruction, because a true prophetess, amen, is going to prophesy the truth. Now, 7 years from now, amen, keep it on your calendar. Amen. Right after then, it's going to become real, real bad in America and around the world. The famine is going to be so bad. It's going to be a grievous famine. Amen. But if you stay with the Lord, you will make it. If you follow the instructions of the Lord, you will make it. Amen. As I have was literally ministering to you the word, amen, the enemy was fighting me so bad, was attacking me so bad, but I made up in my mind, I don't care what the enemy say, I'm going to stay with God. During your time, amen, during the time, amen, that we are going to experience certain things in the earth realm, during this famine time, this global recession, the great tribulation has started. Jesus is soon to come. No man know the day nor the hour that he's coming, but there is a land of Goshen for you. Amen. And it could be anywhere in America that you have purchased land. I don't care how big it is. I don't care if it's acres. I don't care if it's just a lot, but you need to purchase that land and you need to keep that land. If it's not for you, but your third or fourth generation, because we don't know the day nor the hour. If you keep that land, you won't have to worry about accepting the mark of the beast. Start accumulating and stop spending, stop throwing away stuff, stop giving away stuff, and start accumulating. Even it's going to be so bad where Satan is going to have his demons putting stuff into people's food, into the produce. Amen. And the produce is going to cause people to be sick. Amen. But if you grow your own, you won't have to worry. Amen. Satan did that with Adam and Eve at the beginning of creation. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It deceived them to eat off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And there was a bacterium in it that caused, it was a bacteria that caused their genes, amen, to be defiled. Amen. It changed the whole composition of their genes. You know, I don't speak just to speak, amen, and I'm not running, and I don't ask you for no money, but I'm asking you one thing, follow the instructions of God. It's going to be so bad down here after a while, amen, that all of those that have been holding
positions that thought that with all that in a bag of chips, gonna see that God has no respect of person. This governmental system is a falling system. It's failing. Amen. And it cannot get back up. It was established by Satan years ago. And in order for God to save his people, God had to allow certain things to happen. Amen. We are in the last days, and we as the church have not prepared the body of Christ. We have built them up on how to have a perfect marriage. When it's all over with, ain't no marriage going to be given in heaven. We have caused them to listen to all kind of false lies, and they've ran behind all kind of various stuff, and we have not taught them how to build up and get that spirit man developed. Amen. That spirit man must live holy. 2 Corinthians 7, 1 said that the flesh and the spirit was corrupt. Amen. So we can contain and control the flesh, but yet and still the spirit man was corrupt. Amen. And Satan causes the spirit man to do everything. He will have it lusting and have it doing everything. And the only thing that the spirit man was supposed to do was eat the manna, eat the word of God. Saints, I wouldn't tell you nothing not be able to back it up, because Jehovah Jireh is going to back up this word. Amen. I have went years ago to the famous preachers, and they a lot of them read it. Even Dorrance Publishing Company said that I had one of the greatest books that had ever been written in reference to creation and what it entails. Amen. And the King Is Coming said, had written me a letter and said that I should have gotten a Nobel Peace Prize for the work that I have done. But Pat Robertson, he gave me a good word. He spoke a good word over my work as far as in the beginning, Genesis 1, and Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. But God has added on to me, amen, much, and I praise him. I give him glory. Saints, during this time, we need to start accumulating, because God is getting ready to pour out like never before. He said, hurt not the oil nor the wine. May God continue to bless you, and you have a great day. Amen, and I will see you soon again on Blog Talk. God bless.